Good morning, everybody. All right, welcome here to Family Worship Center. We're all very happy to see everyone here and our guests, people who aren't normally here. I'll open us with prayer. How about that? God, we come together and we thank you for the opportunity to do so. We realize how blessed we are to live in this country, and we celebrate that this week. It's not something that we take for granted, and we will always thank you for that. Bless the words that are spoken, bless the words that are sung, bless the hearts that receive it. May it all bless you. And God, we seek to honor you in everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You want to stand and sing? And we're going to... What's that?
How many verses?
All four.
All four?
No. Celebrate our country.
Good morning, church.
It is good to be needed. All right, announcements. Waiting, Steve. You look like you're sleeping, Steve. I'm okay with that, though. All right. So starting 2 weeks, right? The apologetics class? Not next week. Yep. 14th? The 14th. We will resume our apologetics class. We're starting a book, which I have not bought yet.
I got it.
Oh, Pastor has. Got it. Okay. Spirituality. So if you would like to join us, it's at 8:45 Sunday morning on the 14th. We're usually done by 9:30, or we try to be. Tuesday night prayer night, 6:30 p.m. here at the church. Please join us as we seek to know what God wants us as Family Worship Center to be doing. July 4th, this Thursday, there is a pancake breakfast at the Federated Church from 7:30 to 9 a.m., we are participating in the parade. Lindsay will have the float at the middle school this year. They're redoing the parking lot or something weird in the high school parking lot. So it's at the middle school. We ask that if you are riding that you would be there by 8:45. They ask us to start lining up at 9, so we would prefer to have everybody there and on the float before we start moving. And I think Lindsay's going to need help decorating that morning, so if you would like to join, that would be great. There is also a need for more candy. We are collecting donations money to buy the candy. It's just cheaper to buy it through Amazon. So if you could donate, that would be greatly appreciated. Let's see. July 9th, the Buckbinder Small Group meets in their home at 6 p.m., new members are always welcome. And on Fridays, we are July 12th. Friday is the Romans Bible study, 6 p.m. here at the church. July 13th, that's a Saturday. That is our next ladies' breakfast, 9 a.m. at the Cattleman's Coffee Shop. I believe it's still there. So invite your friends, family, women to join us. And we'll be out in the community that day. July 15th is a Monday. That is our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative. If you're able to help, please join us. That's 2 p.m. here at the church. It's a wonderful time of fellowship and blessing the community. All righty. Let's see. Brock, did I forget anything?
No, not
yet. Okay. I guess it's that time. The time to check in. If you have not already checked in, check-in begins at 9 a.m. So if you're like me and when you think of it, that's when you need to do it. As long as it's after 9 a.m., you can check in anytime after 9. If you would please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check yourselves into the attendance group and your children into their classrooms. I'm still working on the labels. I'm not a computer person, so it's a harder thing for me. If you would please pass your cards, your prayer cards, to the center. I need some lovely assistance. Do I have anybody who wants to help me this morning? Sequoia, thank you. He's checking in. He's listening. He's checking in. All right, if you would please pass your cards to the center, Sequoia and Willow, if she wants to. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Oh, boy.
That is not one. That someone's pink eye would go away. Whose request was this? Oh, okay. Obi. Great. Oh, that does say Obi. Just tiny. Okay. Anything else? Any praises or words of testimony? Just want to testify God's goodness from the week. Don.
So the praise and worship Friday night was wonderful.
Thank you. I'm so glad that blessed you. Thank you for those who came. Did I see a hand? Jan.
So it was a case. I started talking to this older gentleman, and I asked him who he was and why he was there and who he knew from Fullerton's, and he informed me that he had drove bus for Country Church for 20 years. And I would see that bus. In fact, that bus would pick Bonnie and those guys up when they were kids to take them to church, and he did it faithfully for 20 years. And I said to him, you know, it's a funny thing that I would see that bus and I would praise the Lord and thank the Lord for whoever was driving it, because, I mean, he started out early, you know, early Sunday morning picking them up, and he got late or got home late every Sunday, not just once in a while, every Sunday.
Wow.
And his wife was saying it was such a blessing to the both of them and stuff, and I thought, what a picture of, you know, and he even said to me, I won't know how many people I touched until
right.
I get to heaven.
That's
so
right.
I shook his hand and I said, I'll see you in heaven and we'll find out then, you know.
Yeah.
But I thought, what an awesome testimony
yes.
of a ministry that he had done so faithfully
and yeah.
so willingly and just understood the importance of what he was doing.
Yeah, and mostly thanklessly
yeah.
too.
Really?
Mm.
Just a reminder, keep going, Fanny.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you and I have survived our grandchildren, and it has been a true blessing to spend time with them just without their parents.
Ice cream for supper.
Yay, Grandpa.
It wasn't ice cream, it was frozen custard, so it was good for them.
Oh, oh, oh.
Of course.
Nice milk.
Yes, I hear. Anything else? Are you sure? You getting the nudge and you're chickening out? Lindsay. Wow, I didn't know he was paying for his own apartment now.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So he needs to get a job. I said, it's fine if you don't quit, but you need to do it respectfully. You have 2 weeks, and you should have something else lined up.
Wow. That's wonderful. Well, good job, big sister. Thank you. You are older than him, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Yes. Yeah. Anything else? Rebecca.
I've said it before, but I want to say it again. I just feel the feeling to do so. I want to thank all of you who have made me feel welcome. I'm shy. I'm quiet. I'm reserved. And you guys are pulling me into a wonderful atmosphere that the Lord is providing. And I thank all of you that have made me feel that I can come back here and it's a home, and I feel safe and warm and welcome here. Because I never thought I'd be coming to church, let alone every Sunday. When I miss, I go to, I just miss you all. So
oh.
Bless all of you.
Well, we're
Amen.
Glad that you're here.
Yes.
Is that all? Yes, Glenda.
I'd like prayers for our family. It's another holiday coming up without the manger. It's so hard for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you for who you are. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the same God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Daniel and David. And you are our God too, and I'm just so blown away by that. And you stand there waiting with your arms open wide for us to turn to you again and again, because we are like sheep. We just go astray every day, really. Thank you for your love and your faithfulness. Father, we thank you for this church family that just continues to hold together and do life together. And we have praises in our midst, and we have requests we want to lift up. I thank you that you gave the Seidler family a beautiful time with family from out of state. We praise you for all those memories and connections made, and we ask, God, that you would give them safe travels, returning them back to their places. Praise you for the beautiful time of worship we shared together on Friday night. I thank you for the ones that came out and were blessed and enjoying your presence and being filled up. I ask that you would give us more and more times of refreshing as we pursue you, as we seek you. Father, I praise you for Jan's connection with a stranger at the Celebration of Life service, this faithful bus driver of over 20 years, busing kids back and forth to church so faithfully, so selflessly. Father, may we be encouraged by that that picture of sacrifice. He laid down his life every single Sunday morning to provide you an act of service. I ask that you would bless him, and I ask that you would stir our hearts to contemplate what more can we be doing for you. Thank you for Rebecca being in our midst and her thankfulness for Family Worship Center. Father, I thank you that she feels so at home here and that we get to love on her. I ask that you would bring more people through our doors that we could love on in this neighborhood. We pray a blessing over all the respective neighborhoods to the east, to the west, and north, and to the south. We thank you for where you have planted us and ask that you would help us to bloom and grow. Stretch out our tent pegs is what we are praying on Tuesday nights. Reminds me of the prayer of Jabez, where he cries out and asks that you would expand him. I don't remember the verse exactly, but that is our cry. Father, I lift up to you Obi and his pink eye. Lord, I ask that you would touch his body and help him to heal up quickly. Help him to feel much better quickly and feel that you are with him and that you are healing him and you are his God too. Father, I lift up to you Tammy's needs here. She's asking for your protection as they travel. We just commission angels to go before them and behind them. Everyone who's traveling this week for the holidays, that you would just watch over us and keep us utterly safe. We are hidden in the secret place of the Most High. We thank you for those promises. Borrowed father-in-law's truck. And vehicles too, Lord. We just ask that you would keep our old and battered and tried and true vehicles put together and operating fully functionally for our needs. And we thank you that they serve our needs and that we walk in the favor of God. And as Joseph, you bless our plans. You bless everything we touch, and we praise you for that favor. Father, I lift up Tammy's asking for wisdom and direction. Okay. We just ask that you would repair their vehicles for them, Lord. It sounds like some of the things they don't even know what's wrong yet, but we just ask for an accurate and swift diagnosis and the way to pay for them, God. These are the nuts and bolts of life, and they seem so menial when we want to be about bigger and better and higher things. But you know that we need to get around, so I just pray for all of their transportation needs in the name of Jesus. We also lift up their Chris. Please continue to pray for Chris and Faith. Okay, for a person named Chris and Faith, needing wisdom and direction and protection in their life decisions, Lord. Honestly, we all have those people in our families. So we pray for the ones who are not as close to you as we want them to be. We pray for the prodigals who are long and far out, and yet your eyes are scanning the horizons, watching for us to turn to you, and you will run to us. Lord, we just lift up these two and ask that you would draw them to your side and provide the wisdom and direction that they need, even while they are not yet seeking it. Father, I lift up Glenda's family as they are approaching the holiday without Delaney. Lord, I know loss. I lost my dad suddenly 2.5 years ago, and my brain cannot really fully accept that he is dead because he is alive in Christ. And it's just more like they're in the other room. And so I praise you that you have given Delaney life and that she has the joy of your presence and probably praying for her family. She is part of the great cloud of witnesses cheering us on. So I just ask that when they get together, they would be able to celebrate her who is with you in glory, and that their hearts do not have to be downcast, and they can share memories and feel full because of how good you are. Your word says, death, grave, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? I'm probably getting that backwards, but we praise you for that wild promise that we know is ours. And Father, last, I lift up to you Nick. I thank you for the progress that he's making. Praise you, God, that he has a job that is good enough to provide an apartment and a roof over his head after so many years of being homeless. God, we just ask that you would encourage him and stir up his heart, that he will just get a steel spine and decide to stay and just be the best he can be. And again, we ask for Christians to come into his life and walk beside him and before him and lift him up and encourage him and help him to know the deep, deep love of God. And lastly, Father, I would be remiss if I did not lift up this nation to you. It is truly miraculous that we are celebrating almost 250 years as a nation. I praise you for this land. I praise you for our leaders. I praise you for the freedoms that we've enjoyed, and I praise you for the lives that were so sacrificially laid down. Lord, forgive us for not even comprehending all that was sacrificed so that we can be right here in this room meeting together and worshiping together in almost completely free and easy and peace of mind. Lord, I've not given up on this United States, and I do continue to cry out day and night that you would return us to righteousness and justice, and that you would fulfill your purposes for this land. We give you so much praise for the way we get to celebrate this week. You are so good. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
She's fifth grade. She loves fifth grade. She's teaching math. God just opened the door for exactly what she wanted.
Hallelujah. Yes, and that's what we were praying for, the exact job. Okay, let's share some more in worship together. again together.
Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The heavens declare your greatness, the oceans cry out to you, the mountains they bow down before you. So I'll join.
not much. I'm nothing else here for the King, except for hearts singing hallelujah, hallelujah. I've got one response. Just one move, with my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come on, my soul, oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion. Will be able to separate us from the love of God.
talk about stewardship a little bit, maybe. I see some faces I haven't seen before. That's really cool. That's one of the benefits of standing up here doing this. I get to look out and see everybody showed up. So last week I mentioned rewards. We talk about stewardship and how that's taking care of something that belongs to somebody else for their purposes, and we talk about the ownership a little bit. But there's rewards to doing a good job, so to speak. And Ecclesiastes talks about that a little bit. In 5:19, we get to enjoy the fruit of our labor. It's a gift from God, Solomon calls it. We get joy. We talked a little bit about joy last week and how we can look around and see what God created, what he's sharing with us, and just take joy in that. And it doesn't... Yeah, but where I struggle, I enjoy the rewards too much, or I start looking for those, right? And I think there's, I find in the Bible, I find these contradictions. The Bible never contradicts itself, but I find them. Because you'll find in the Bible how it talks about, you know, don't work too hard, don't be seeking these things, but then it's like, you got this hunger, you got this thirst, you got to work hard. And so Paul had a little bit of an explanation for this in Philippians. If we look in Philippians 3, let's see, might be Philippians 4. Philippians 4, like verse 11, Paul talks about being content. He said, I've been content with a little, I've been content with a lot, so I've learned to do this. And he talks about how Jesus, you know, gives him the strength to do that. So then you think, oh, well, Paul's content. He's just laid back, living life, but we know better, right? In the chapter before that, in chapter 3, he says something to the effect that, so you got to look this stuff up because I'm not going to read it for you and it's out of context. You might want to check me. Philippians 3, verse 12, he talks about how I have not arrived. I press on. So now that's the working part, right? And so I get all confused. Am I supposed to be working? Am I not supposed to be working? And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read out of Timothy because I think there's some answer here. Paul happened to write this, I think. Wrote it to Timothy. Chapter 6, verse 17. He says, instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or fixed on their hope, or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. So it's a matter of focus, right? Are we focused on the things we're enjoying? It's okay to enjoy them, but we got to recognize that, just like it says here, it's God who richly supplies us with all these things to enjoy. So we need to be focused on the giver, the owner, not the gift, the stuff. I spend a lot of time trying to hang on to my stuff. And that's probably not the best stewardship. I'm going to close it there. I'm going to invite my Zachary up to help me with offering. And we'll dismiss the children to the children's church. Can you grab two of those for us, bud? Sorry. Will you join me in prayer? Father God, we do know that it is you that richly provides in all of our needs and exceedingly abundantly beyond all we could ask or hope. Lord, we do thank you that you, I thank you that you allow me to live in this country and that I don't have needs that go unmet. So I just pray for a touch from you, an encouragement from you to take that confidence, to take that security, and just be a good steward of that and share your love and grace with those around me. We take a little bit of what you've given us. We put it back in these plates today. We just look forward to your blessings and the work you're going to do with it. In Jesus' name, amen.
David's going to give his testimony.
It's kind of the way it went. I didn't make it to the last class, and I was told, oh, by the way, you got a testimony coming up. Oh, voluntold.
Welcome to my world.
Yes. So, experiencing God. I took it 15 years ago, and I was a young Christian at the time. And coming into it this time, it was offered. I'm like, do I do it? Do I not do it? I'm busy. I'm nonstop. It's 12 weeks long, 5 days a week, half hour every day. Memory verse to remember. It's like, man, but I need to do something. So I decided to take it. And the open-mindedness of, I wonder what's changed. How has this book, how has this course changed in 15 years? It hasn't. It's the same course. Videos are a little different. Memory verses are the same. There's a nice little bookmark in the back now. But it's kind of like our God. He never changes. We're the ones that change. And going through this course, you sit back and you realize where you're at and how you've changed over time of being loved by God compared to just walking in as a fresh Christian, not knowing what you're in store for. I encourage anybody who has a chance to take this course. Whether you're busy, not busy, you'll make time to do this. It's a great class, great time. You meet new people, great fellowship time, a lot of laughs, sometimes at other people's expenses. But we all really enjoyed each other. We enjoy this class. Even when I took it 15 years ago, it was a great experience. But it's great to see and look back at the differences of what I wrote and learned about then compared to what I learned now, because I'm in a different part of my life now. So I encourage anybody that has a chance to take it when it's available again to take it, even if you've taken it multiple times. It just, you're in a different place. And it helps you experience God in a totally different way than you did last time. So.
I didn't think I was going to be speaking today. But I was voluntold as well. For me, experiencing God was affirmation on where we are as a church. I had read the book probably 10 years ago, maybe a little less than that, and we'd gone through the book at another church, just the book, not the study, but the actual book, Experiencing God. I got way more out of the class than we did the book. I can't encourage you enough to get into a class this fall and do that book. It is really, really good. It brought a lot of things back, emphasized things in a different way than I had looked at it before. There was a lot there that I'd missed in the book maybe, or just didn't remember. But as David said, we're not the same people we were 5 years ago or a year ago. We're growing, we're changing. Our perspective changed because God is dealing with us every day and growing us. And this really helped me to understand a lot more of what I'd read before. So I can't encourage you enough to, I said, get into the study and read it. Thank you.
If you want to stand with us, man, I got a frog in my throat. We'll sing one closing song together. This next song is called Draw Me Close. I think you know it.
Remember, the altars are open too.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go.
I lay it all down again.
I lay it all down again.
Say that I'm your friend.
To hear you say that I'm your friend.
You are my desire.
You are my desire.
No one else will do.
No one else will do.
'Cause nothing else could take your place.
'Cause nothing else can take your place.
To feel the warmth of your embrace.
To feel the warmth of your embrace.
Help me find the way, bring me back to you.
Help me find the way, bring me back to you.
Father, we just come to you today,
asking that you would remind us that you've already given us a map for how to draw close to you, a map for how to find you, Lord, that is your word. As Paul instructs us, we're to pursue righteousness, faithfulness, peace, and love, and all the rest will fall into place. Lord, help us pursue the right things so that we can draw near to you. In your precious holy name, amen. I know that pastor usually tells you to go in peace. I'm going to tell you to go and teach. Have a good Sunday.